You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger.
Well, good afternoon, Tampa Bay. And good evening, New York City. We're doing both stations at the same time. And we just want to welcome all the listeners today. What a beautiful day in Tampa Bay. My name is Kay, and the name of this show is Next Generation AM/FM. And the mission of the show is to reach out to you guys and tell you how special you are, how wonderfully created you are, that you don't have to have a down day. We have some really good news to share with you. And my wonderful partner, Mr. Marino, is here with me today, which is a special blessing. Gary, would you say hello?
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. Good afternoon, New York City. Welcome to our show.
Welcome to our show. And Gary is just a vital piece of the puzzle here, and a little bit about what I've been doing. I am a high school French teacher and kindergarten teacher. And when I went through my divorce, I just said, God, take me and use me, because suicide's number two on college campuses and depression's number one. And I've been doing the show in New York to try to inspire the next generation. And God brought me this wonderful man. And Gary is very gifted in business. He's very bright. And he's left brain and I'm right brain. So we may have a little bantering on here today, but we want to make it jovial, and nothing's perfect in life. And so I don't know it all. Gary doesn't know it all, but we want to shine the light of what we do know. So today we are going to talk about deception and truth and faith and freedom. And there is a plan for our life, and we are in this world, and there is a battle going on in this world. Once you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are translated into the kingdom of light. If you have not been translated into the kingdom of light, then you're in the darkness, and it's all about turning the light on. We are going to try to turn the light switch on for you today. And if you're down today and you're confused and you just don't have any love and you've been hurt, well, I've got some very good news for you. You don't have to be down, and God wants to heal your heart. And God doesn't want you broke and miserable. He wants you blessed. He wants you to have an abundant life. And hopefully, some of these things we say are going to touch your heart and inspire you, and you're going to tune in next week, okay? Now, what is faith? Faith is an allegiance to a duty or a person. It's loyalty. It is a belief and trust and a loyalty to God. Now, Gary, if you have something to say, you just need to interject.
Well, I'm going to interject, and I'm going to start what I have to say, giving everybody an awareness that we as Christians and as other religions, we believe in a superior power. And I think sometimes in believing in the superior power, we tend to underestimate the power of the devil. Because if we believe in our religion and we believe in the power of our God, we have to understand that the devil, with all his trickery and his deceit and his lies and his coming in so many different forms, is out to get you in so many ways. And as Kay had mentioned about bringing you down, having a horrible day, things just not going your way, that's the devil working at you, you know. And you've got to fight what he wants, which is total depression, allegiance to him, a lack of faith and
doubt
in God. He wants you to believe in him, and that's how he does it. So we got to be very, very careful of how the devil works within your life. And that's one of the main reasons why we're here today, is to be careful, because he's out there, and he's tough, and he's strong.
And he is defeated. And Jesus said, all the power of the enemy is under your feet. Now, deception. This is how he works, through deception. A statement or action that hides the truth. It's the act of hiding the truth. He wants to hide the truth. He doesn't want us speaking the truth to you and shining God's light and love into your heart. He wants you in the darkness. And what does he do? He makes you doubt. What is doubt? Doubt is a feeling of uncertainty. He wants you all uncertain. It's a lack of conviction. And it also makes you indecisive. You can't ever make a decision. You're suspicious of everybody. It's also confusion. Doubt brings in confusion. The enemy, the darkness, is always trying to put our candle out. The Bible says, the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord. You have a candle on the inside of you, and you can either be flickering on and off, or you can be a bright torch. It's not up to God how much you shine. It's up to you. You can have a little candle with your spirit, like blinking on and off, or you can have a torch. And when you have a shining light, the darkness can't get around you. If your light is so bright, it's going to expose all the darkness the minute it's that you have something to say, Gary.
Well, actually, what I wanted to do is, you know, what Kay does very, very often in her shows is she gives you a generality of these are things that you have to do. And but it's more important in this particular situation for me to give you a bit of a roadmap on how are we going to do this? How are we going to live shining God's light? How are we going to live knowing when the devil wants to get under our skin and control our thinking and control our actions? So what I wanted to do is just share a few things with you, if I may, regarding what my thoughts are on how we might be able to live a wonderful day in spite of what's going on around you and to trust in God and work with him during the course of the day. And this is kind of just a generalized roadmap, and Kay, you could jump in at any kind of time that you want. But the first thing I believe is that when we get up in the morning, we really need to get down on our knees and we need to thank God for the day. And most people don't. Sometimes people will say prayers at night, but getting up in the morning and giving that day to God and asking God to watch over you and watch over the people that you love during the course of the day starts your day off on the right foot, letting the Lord know that, look, I want you with me during this day. I want to shine this light for you this day. Already sets you and sets the tone for the day. And many people believe that, okay, formalized prayer is the way to go. Well, but it's not. Prayer, the way it really should be, is really talking to God all day. And in our particular faith, in the Christian faith, talking with Jesus Christ all day, making him your buddy, talking with him during the course of the day, makes your life so much easier rather than having to handle it all yourself. You know, and that's one of the most important general formats that to start your day. And then during the course of the day, what we need to do, if I may, is we need to forgive. And I think during the day, when we first start a day, there's a tendency to think about the days past and the things and burdens that you're taking with you to this day that you've now given to God. And what the problem is that we don't choose to forgive. And we have to forgive those people around us. We have to forgive the things that have happened in the past, and we have to forgive ourselves for the things that we've done in the past.
And we also have to forgive God. And let me tell you something. God is love and God is light. And we are all battling this negative darkness. Our world is filled with negative darkness. And you say, okay, how do I get in this realm? Well, first of all, man was created for fellowship with God. We have a purpose in this life. Most people that are listening to me right now, you don't feel like God loves you, and you don't really, you've tried to pray, you never saw your prayers answered. Well, don't give up. This is not easy. You don't learn everything in a day. I am a grandmother, and I'm still learning every single day. But the way God created us, we have this giant vacuum on the inside of us, and you can try to fill it with all the sex you can get, all the drugs you can get, all the money you can get, all the popularity and fame you can get, but you're still going to be empty. And that's why so many people are committing suicide, because they're trying to fill it with the wrong thing. The only thing that can fill your heart is God's love. And when you fill yourself with God's love, you don't need all that everybody else thinks is the right road. There's one right road, and Gary's trying to give you the right road and how to stay on that road. Right, Gary?
Well, just based on what Kay was saying, she was generalizing the want and needs of the body, the lusts of the body. And yes, it's very, very tempting. The lust of the body, whatever they may be, in whatever form that they may come in, it's very, very tempting.
But it doesn't satisfy.
But you can't, but you've got to get past that, because it's your spirit that needs to be cared for. It's your spirit that needs to run you, not that the flesh, not that the needs of your body run your spirit. And we tend to make it so, okay, these are my needs at a level of the body, and forget about that the spirit is more important.
The scripture for that is that if you sow to the flesh, you reap corruption. But if you sow to the spirit, you reap eternal life. And you are triune. You are body, soul, and spirit. We're not just spirit here. When you step out of your body returns back to the dirt, and your spirit is still alive. Your spirit needs to be fed. And Jesus said, man will not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Most people have a skinny spirit, starving their spirit, and they're feeding their flesh. That's why their flesh is so strong. Okay, Gary.
Well, as Kay had mentioned, we're kind of bouncing things off of each other, as you can hear. And one of the ways that we do this is by we choose to study the Bible in this particular case, and the works of God's Word within the Bible. We need to choose to trust in the words of Jesus Christ and the things that He said and the way that He lived. Because if we don't do it the way the Bible says, and we don't trust in the Bible, and we don't trust in the words of Jesus Christ, it's so very, very easy for us to veer off in the direction where there's deception, where there the lust of the flesh come in and take over the spirit. So we need to get strong in the Word and in the truth of Jesus Christ and the words that are in the Bible. It's extremely important that we
Jesus,
do that.
Now listen, Jesus came to set the captive free. And if you are captive, if you're in bondage today, Jesus has the keys. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Faith comes from the Lord. Faith comes from hearing and hearing God's word. If you need more faith, you need to hear more word, because that's where your faith comes from. It comes from hearing God's word. It doesn't come from watching the news. It doesn't come from watching TV. It comes from hearing God's word. God's word is sharp and powerful. It's a two-edged sword. It pierces into the heart of man. God's word always produces what He wants it to produce. You need to hear God's word. We can't live. Now, let me also say, Jesus compared us to sheep. He said, I am the shepherd. You are the sheep. Now, the good shepherd, He's trying to watch over us. But the bad sheep that wander off, what happens to them? They're stupid. They fall off the cliff. The wolf gets them. And when you have a rebellious sheep, those shepherds take the sheep, they break their legs, and the shepherd carries the sheep on his back because he doesn't want anything to happen to you. Now, God is the shepherd of your soul. Surrender your life to the Lord. He has a better plan than you do. He has a better way. You may think you know it all. Okay, I don't need to know all this. Well, you might be doing fine right now, but you never know what's down the road. You never know, right, Gary?
Yes, it's very true that you never know. And something that Kay just mentioned that was actually extremely profound was the fact that what the good shepherd does from time to time, if a sheep wanders off where the sheep is in true danger of getting eaten by wolves or falling off a cliff, what he'll do is he'll take the sheep and he'll break the sheep's leg so that the sheep doesn't wander off. Now, in our lives, we can all attest to the fact there have been times when the Lord has come down on you
and on me.
And broke a leg.
And spanked me.
Stopped you dead in your tracks because you knew that you were headed in the wrong direction. Now, if you're smart, What you need to do is you need to heed the Lord's warning when the Lord does break your leg, because it's happened to me a number of times, and it sure has changed my life. But if you go back to the same thing that you've done before the Lord broke your leg the first time, you know, you're just headed for a life of just absolute pain
misery.
And
darkness.
And darkness, and it's terrible. And, you know,
He loves us enough. He's trying to keep us away from the wolves. But we have to pay attention. And the sheep that keep wandering off and are rebellious, he's gonna allow something to happen to get you on the right track. Right, Gary? So if
yes,
you listen, let me tell everybody too.
She caught me in the middle of a cough.
That's okay. Let me say this to you. I don't care who you are. Maybe you're listening in jail tonight. I don't care how bad you've been. Maybe you've done the worst. Jesus Christ is your shepherd. He wants to take you and clean you and feed you spiritually and heal you, and he wants you to come into the sheepfold. You need to come on in today. Don't worry how bad you've been. We're all bad. I made more mistakes than anybody. I thought I could never sin. I want to tell you this story. It's really funny. When I first didn't think I would ever go through a divorce, but I was speaking in the jails to the girls. Now, listen to this. These poor girls, I won't even tell you what they've been through. Most of them have been molested all their life in foster home after foster home. And I go in there, little Miss Self-Righteous Susie Spiritual, and I tell these girls, I've never said a curse word. Now, really, nobody needs to hear how righteous my self-righteousness. My righteousness is filthy rags. They need to know it doesn't matter how unrighteous you are, because Jesus wants to put a new covering on you. He wants to take your filthy sins and make you white as snow. When you have the blood of Jesus, you are the righteousness of God in Christ. You can't get any more righteous. When Jesus makes you righteous through his blood, he makes you righteous. We don't have any self-righteousness. Now, I know Gary's chomping at the bits to say something.
No, I just wanted to interject, and I wanted to get back to this roadmap, you know, and how are we going to, if our legs haven't broken or we have been broken by something that happened in our life, getting back to this roadmap, well, the first thing, as I had mentioned already, is this forgiveness. We need to choose God's love, and we need to forgive ourselves and those around us. And then we need to be thankful for all of the things that the Lord has blessed us with. That is one of the biggest, there's two big human frailties that we deal with on a constant basis that we need to look at and we need to address. One is that we're not thankful for all of the things that the Lord has blessed us with. We look at all the things that the Lord has not blessed us with, for whatever the reason may be, and we look at those, but we don't look at how fortunate and how many ways we have been fortunate. And then another thing that's also very, very important, that's so close to our face, is that we take too much for granted. We are so fortunate in so many ways compared to so many other people that we should be grateful that when we get up in the morning and we say our prayers to God, that we're thankful for the day, that we're not going to take anything for granted, whether it be the circumstances of the day, or our children, or our wife, or girlfriend. We need to be thankful. Don't take the people that love us for granted. They love you.
Right, Gary. Now, Gary, in our natural flesh, how do we normally wake up without the Holy Spirit?
Really
tell everybody how you wake up in the morning.
I wake up like a bear in the morning.
Where is your mind at when you get up?
I have 18 cups of coffee before I
go. Where is your mind at when you get up in the morning? Tell everybody.
Right away,
What kind of thoughts? No. You start having negative thoughts. You have to change the channel of your thinking. You have to get up in the morning. And Jesus said we have to renew our minds. And the word in the Greek is metamorphosize. It's like when a caterpillar crawling around metamorphosizes into a butterfly. God's not going to do this. God is not going to change your stinking thinking. You have to do it. God is going to have your spirit, his Holy Spirit, but he's going to let you think whatever you want to think. So you have to change your thinking, right, Gary?
You do have to change your thinking, and as I had mentioned previously, is that it starts in the morning, and then it goes through the day, you know, and as I had mentioned, and I won't do it again, about the forgiveness, about being thankful, about not taking things for granted. We need to choose God's word. We need to choose to trust in God and that he's going to lead us in the right way. And in our religion and all religions, they have a terminology, very, very simple. It's called surrender. You need to surrender more. Let God take the throttle.
That's very hard.
Let God take the wheel. Let Jesus take the wheel.
Let me just say that this is not easy, what we're telling you to do. My feelings get hurt all day long. I feel like crying. I feel like crying right now before I even get on the show.
Why?
And I have to just let it go. I have to just let it go and let it go. And I have to humble myself and let it go. I'm super sensitive, and I have to let these things go. Now, this show is getting ready to end. Just real briefly, we're going to have a break in a couple of minutes, and we're going to be shutting this off.
We just started.
No, we're going to stay on the line. Don't hang up, because this has to be aired for New York, so we have to send this up. We're going to say goodbye in a minute, but it's a little confusing because we're on in Tampa Bay for a full hour, but our time for New York is up in a couple of minutes, so we have to change. But anyway, this is not easy. What Gary and I are telling you, it doesn't happen overnight. This is a process. So don't think you're going to get up tomorrow and say your little prayer, and you're going to be full of all this glorious light, and it's going to be easy. Right, Gary?
Yes, and I think that another part of the roadmap that I think is very, very important. And Jesus was very, very emphatic about our obligation to serve others. We don't realize, we think that just by taking that we're going to find the joy. The joy you will find will be in the giving of yourself, the love that you give to others, the care that you give to others, the service, the kindness that you give to others, letting them know that you care about them, being a servant, being God's servant. You'll find that when you begin that flow and you give and you give and you give, you'll start to get, because the way it works, life is a circle. It's an ebb and flow. And the more you give, the more you get. The more love you give, the more love you get.
The more money you give away, the more you get. It's the laws of sowing and reaping. And if you're hurting tonight, guess what? My feelings are hurt. My feelings get hurt, and I have to do the show anyway. And you say, well, Kay, how can we do this? First of all, I have to humble myself. And I have to say, okay, I've got to get my mind off of my hurt feelings. I could sit around all day and cry like a baby because I pick up on everything. I have to say, okay, I'm just forgiving everybody right now, and I have to do this all day long. Now, Gary's stronger than me, and he's from New York. He's Italian, and they're tough. And they don't get their feelings hurt, right, Gary?
But well, first of all, you get your feelings hurt at everything. You know, it's the most amazing thing. Anything I say, anything I do, I hurt her feelings. So I find that absolutely amazing.
Because he doesn't realize how his mouth and how strong he is, and he's Italian. They're,
you know,
the strongest.
Just to give you a little, just funny background.
Don't you dare say something that I'm embarrassed me, because you'll get it right back.
If I were to go to Kay's house or Kay's family, everybody has the dishes neatly set, the forks, the knives, everything is in their proper places, and everything is just neat. People have their own place settings. I come from an Italian family where, you know, we throw the spaghetti at each other, we'll throw the meatballs
they
at each other.
They throw the temper at each other, too, and tomorrow is fine.
You know, we come from two totally different backgrounds, and what we're trying to do is we're trying to blend my very, very strong Italian background
with this southern,
real background,
southern,
like from the Bronx, with Kay's from Austria.
Yeah. Okay, now listen. We have to say goodnight to New York City right now, and I want you to know, okay, I want you to know, if you just tuned in, I know we have a couple minutes, I want to tell you how to get in touch with me. You get in touch with me at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. And you people in New York, we want to tell you down here from Southern Florida, we love you guys. And I've been doing this show for about 15 years. We're going to be on next Monday night at 5 o'clock as well. But we want to hear from you, and I want you to contact me at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. The whole mission of the show is to inspire you, to lift you up, to let you know God loves you and that He has a plan for your life, a plan of prosperity. He wants to bring you into His peace. He wants to bring you into the sheepfold. He doesn't want the wolves to get you. And Gary, you want to say goodbye?
You know, Kay, we've got 3 minutes.
No,
are you hurry to get off the show?
Okay.
Is that your thing?
No,
are you nervous?
I just want to wind down to you guys in New York in a nice way and have a nice ending before it just cuts off.
But you're in such a hurry. Why are you in such a hurry?
One
of the big tricks in order to really move forward is to leave the past behind. Okay, and I think that what we tend to do is we tend to carry so much baggage with us as we move into the future. And it goes back to what I had said initially about forgiving. But we need to leave all of the past behind us and make every day a new fresh day, give each day a new fresh a fresh perspective. And so very, very importantly, in our Christian religion, walk with Christ all day long. Make Him your buddy. If you're Jewish and you have a Jewish model that you would like to use, I still don't think there's anything better than Christ, because He was the perfect model. Live as He would live, and you'll find that when you start to do this, you're going to find great joy, because He was the perfect model. And so in order for us to achieve the joy and the sanctification that we need, we have two goals in life. Real quick, okay? Two goals in life. One is to be the best version of ourselves. And the second one is to make sure that we constantly keep our soul sanctified. Because we never know when God is going to be calling us and saying, Gary, in 1 minute, you're going to be gone. So we never know the hour of our death, and we have to always be prepared for that. And if we think that we've got extra time, this may be our last day. Now, wouldn't it behoove you or us to live this last day, if there's a possibility that it may be the last day that we have on earth? That's why we need to go and we need to love each other. We need to trust each other. We need to love God. We need to be kind to each other, have patience with each other. These are just wonderful attributes that we need to keep within our heart, within our soul. These are fruits of the Spirit. To walk in a righteous way, and these are not hard things to do. These are things that if you pray for the course of the day, it will happen.
It's not going to happen automatically. And we have 1 minute left. And I'm sorry, Gary. You know, I hate to interrupt, but you guys in New York. If you listened to the show last week about the blessing of Abraham, it's all about how to walk in the blessing of Abraham, and we want you to contact me at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. And if you have any questions, send it to me. And you guys are great. Just ask Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and fill me with your Holy Spirit. I need this peace. I need this light. Take my life. I surrender. In Jesus' name, we love you guys. And we'll be on next week at 5 o'clock.
And I want to thank you for listening to me. God bless you, and God bless all those people that are in your life that you love. May they live just beautiful lives of health and happiness.
Amen. Love will save the day.